For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators is emphasizing science education and research as a top priority for 2014. The board is looking for $51 million to help boost the number of students educated in STEM fields, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, by investing in facilities, infrastructure, and top-of-the-line equipment. Indeed, buildings across all four UM campuses need a total of $1.3 billion in renovations. UM System President Tim Wolf says the curators will first focus on securing $194 million in funding to renovate some of the more dire science buildings.
The state's high dependency on the University of Missouri System four campuses to produce STEM graduates, and we're not producing enough right now. And one of the bottlenecks is that lab space and classroom space to have that high-quality STEM education.
Priority buildings include the College of Engineering's Laffery Hall in Columbia, which needs a $56 million fix-up, and Benton and Stadler Hall in St. Louis, which is a $63 million project. Earlier this week, the board voted to freeze tuition for the next year and to hire outside counsel to examine the university's handling of swimmer Sasha Manucori's alleged sexual assault. A state House member is dropping a planned campaign for a northwestern Missouri Senate seat. Representative Casey Guernsey, a Bethany Republican, told the St. Joseph News Press that he is looking forward to the next phase of his life beyond politics. He also will not seek re-election to his House seat. Guernsey was first elected to the House in 2008 and is currently the chairman of the Agribusiness Committee. One of Missouri's largest labor organizations has hired a former Republican House Speaker as a lobbyist. The Missouri AFL-CIO hired Steve Tilley this week as the labor organization prepares to combat right-to-work measures this year. The legislation would prohibit labor contracts from requiring that all employees pay union dues. Tilley was first elected to the House in 2004 and became Speaker in 2011. While in that office, he shied away from right-to-work and said it was not part of his agenda. Right-to-work is a top priority this year of House Speaker Tim Jones, Tilley's successor. Jones says Missouri needs the policy to compete for jobs. University of Missouri Athletics Director Mike Alden says the school's initial response to news reports of a former swimmer's suicide could have been handled better. Alden told reporters in interviews late Thursday that he expects Missouri to learn from Sasha Manucori's death and use it to bolster its student mental health services rather than, quote, trying to defend its actions. The interviews mark Alden's first public comments on the case. Missouri curators voted Wednesday to approve an independent legal investigation. Manucori committed suicide in June 2011 in a Boston psychiatric hospital soon after being diagnosed with borderline personality disorder and 2 months after an earlier suicide attempt while still at Missouri. Her reports of a 2010 rape by several school football players are now under investigation by Columbia Police. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.